pH, on the Cobra, what kind of wattage were you using to talk to South America? That's really interesting. And I've seen some of these mods that they do on CBs nowadays are pretty wild. Always wanted one of the Cobras, one of the sideband Cobras, had upper and lower sideband on it. I don't even know if they make those anymore.
That's what I used, Keith. That's what got me in the ham radio. Mine was tricked out that you could go above 40, and what it was, you had two or three switches. You'd flip one way, flip the other down the other way, and put the other in the center. And, man, you'd hear all kind of stuff, and they called them government frequencies back then. You ain't supposed to be doing all, but that's what got me started. I talked to this guy, and I got to meet this guy. He was from America's Georgia, and he raised peanuts, and his land joined President Carter's land, and they were peanut farmers, whatever. Well, he upped and left and went to South America, and I got to talking to him, and I asked him one day, I said, well, where are you located? He said, Venezuela. Oh, man, that tripped me out. And then I figured out, or found out, that you could talk all over the world with ham radio, and that's what got me started.
What kind of wattage was you using to talk to South America on that Cobra?
Only, they was on like 3-watt radios, a regular CB radio. It was all about conditions. And every day when I would get home, I was doing plumbing then, I'd get home, and my dad-in-law had this radio. I'd go in, I'd talk that same guy. Well, I finally talked my dad-in-law out of it, and it went from there, and you couldn't, that's all CBs was back then. It was illegal. We would take them and get the wattage turned up if you knew somebody knew how to go in there and turn that little pot, you get 5 watts out of them. But I think the legal limit was like 3 watts. Is that right or wrong, Jerry?
For the Q in the group in for DJC. Stacy, I don't remember if it was 3 or 5, but I had several of them tuned up where I get about 8, 7, 8 watts out of them. But, of course, it'd be easy for somebody to do now, I guess. I'm not sure if it's on a chip now or not, but it's pretty easy to do for those older radios. But I never had a sideband Cobra, but one of my buddies had one, and that was a really nice radio. And they weren't, I mean, for the period of that period of time, they weren't that cheap then either. But you were talking about your two comments. You were talking about that bear catch head. If it had a black face with a kind of a silver speaker, that was Bearcat 3. And the one I had was Bearcat 4, which had a silver faceplate and it had a dark speaker grill on the front of it. Those are probably two of the best scanners, you know, crystal scanners that Bearcat ever made. And they were made in the United States back then. The other thing too is when you mentioned America's court up. Of course, Keith has this. You know, I used to live in America, Georgia, so I might have known the guy you were talking to.
His name was Julius Popwell, and he went by Pop on the radio. And, man, I talked to him for years, got to go down and meet him. He came home and got to meet his wife. We stayed in a motel down there, probably within a half a mile of him, and that was a good experience, and of course now, I think then, I was in my 30s, and he was probably 70 years old, and of course he's gone and all that, but it got me into ham radio, and matter of fact, he is the cause of me buying my first ham radio, which was a Yaesu 757, and I got one just like my first one. In my radio room now, but anyway, it's been good. Okay.
4CHY, and I can answer the wattage on the CBs. It was 5 watts was legal limit. I ran a AM Cobra 29 back then. It was not the sideband. But yeah, we get periods to where we could talk across the U.S., but I don't think I ever talked to anybody out of country. I used to sit at the farm wee hours of the morning, and you could, you know, just the right conditions, you could cover most of the country. That was always kind of neat. And Stacy, I don't know if you heard me and Jerry and I talking about it, but Jerry used to come hog hunting like right there where our farm is. I'd be willing to bet he met my uncle and just don't necessarily remember it because my uncle used to be involved with a lot of that stuff too. And Jerry, I'm not kind of surprised that you've been around Americas too. I've been through that way a few times, but didn't get over there a lot. We were going to Columbus one time from the farm, and me and the wife intentionally went through that way and went by President Carter's house and just on our way, you know, because it was pretty much on the way. We didn't even have to detour, so we kind of waved at Jimmy's house on the way by and kept on going over.
I used to do some hunting down there. He didn't like you hunting on his property. You know, he was a little bit of a brim guy back then, but, you know, we fished in some of his ponds. Since the mid-60s or maybe before then, my uncle and uncle lived down there. They lived in Thomaston, Georgia for a number of years. He worked for Georgia Power, the REA. He might work for the REA then, but they lived just outside on the way to Plains, and my cousins, one of them still lives in Ellaville, he and his wife does, and my other cousins got his little compound down in Blakely, Georgia. He used to coach down at Leesville, which is a private school down there. He used to coach basketball down there. So, I went to school there. I was down there 4 years in Georgia Southwestern. So, yeah, I know that area well. And you get below that line, though. But anyway, I enjoyed it down there. My wife and I lived down there. My son lived down there for a while. We liked it down there. It was a little bit slower lifestyle than it is up here, though.
Roger that. It definitely was. And it's still pretty much that same way. Around the farm there, Uvalda is not much different than it was back then. Not a lot of growth there, but Vidalia area has grown a lot. Vidalia and Lyons is almost merged. You can't really tell one from the other anymore. And I don't know if you remember coming in to Lyons on US 1 there. There's a Brown Implement Company as you're coming into Lyons. My cousin actually owns that now. But that business has been there forever since I can remember. And he ended up buying the place, and he, since it was such an institution around there, he kept the name. He didn't change the name of it.
Remember that, Keith? It's been so long since I've been there. That's been, gosh, closer to 50 than 40 years ago, I guess, since I've been through that area. But every once in a while, when I was traveling, I'd just take a jaunt over. I was close enough to someplace that used to live, the area I lived in. I'd make a side trip through there to see what it looked like. But I remember lines that we used to go through a lot back then, back in the 60s and late 50s and 60s, I guess. Most of those towns then, they weren't very big. It was all agriculture, just like it still is for the most part. But it was just, we always liked the people down there. Like I said, yeah, I'm accustomed to Plains. We didn't go to Plains that often. We go to Preston, and we had some family over there, too, and around America's. But they had a, they had a had an old house out there. It wasn't that old, but it was a farmhouse out there between America's and Preston. And that thing was huge. I mean, they had Keith. I know you'll be familiar with these since you're from that. It had a on the back of the house bay. They had this huge like a searchlight spotlight on top to light up the backyard. And I always remember asking, man, I don't know what I did. I said, the people that owned it before them, that's up where they butchered the hogs and stuff at night out there when it cooled off. And they still had one of those big cauldrons out there where they boiled them to get the hair off of them.
We've still got one of those lights on the front of the house at the farm. And it was basically the same thing to light up out front, because that was they would string the hog up in the pecan tree right there outside the front porch. And yeah, just like you said, they'd wait for it to cool off and they'd finish up the job. So yeah, that's funny that I guess that was a thing back then. But yeah, that light's still there. It's I believe it still works. Last time I used it. Anyway, yeah, that's great. And I was going to say, Jerry, he's talking about the scanners and everything. Yep, I do remember Radio Shack did sell those crystals. And I'd be willing to bet probably some of the Radio Shack scanners were made by Bearcat or whoever else was big into it back then. I think it was about Bearcat. It was about the only one, wasn't it?
Know that Pro Series scanners. I think Bearcat Unity might have made them for them, but I don't remember who made them for them. But those things, a lot of people still run those. They were making them up until a few years ago, I think. And there's still a lot of guys that run those scanners for airband because they were perfect for analog, and yeah, they scanned pretty fast too. They had a bunch of, they didn't have that banks and stuff like the regular, like the all the old ones did. But they were real popular for a long time. And I think Whistler came out with some later on, but I don't think they were they didn't go out of business because they still make them, but they kind of went by the wayside when all this new stuff started coming out, just hadn't upgraded the stuff as much as Unity did. But Unity just, they still make a half a dozen or so, but a few analog, but most of them will do the trunking and the digital stuff. But like I said, they're $400 and above for the most part.
For CHY, yep, Uniden was the one I was trying to think of, and I about forgot about Whistler because they were a real pop time. Anyway, go ahead, Stacy.
Talking about Radio Shack Info OVQ, let me do that first. One of my first HTs was from Radio Shack, and I think it was like a 202 was the number of it, and so that was pretty good, and I hate to see that Radio Shack went out. You know, here a few years ago, they still had one over in Williamson, South Carolina. Me and Debbie would go over there, and I'd buy all my little bit, and blah, blah, blah. Went over there one day, and they was out of business and gone. So I'm like, well, that's the end of that. And but I remember when I went down to America's Georgia to meet my buddy down there, Jimmy Carter's, they had a hardware store down there if I get this correct, that his daughter worked in there, and we went to that hardware store, and just so happened it was her day off.
Well, Amy's, I don't know where she's doing that. That's been a long time ago, I'm sure, Stacy. But Carter Daddy's one that got all that stuff started. They had like a little company store for the sharecroppers, and sharecroppers never got out of debt. And his daddy was a character. He was around. He didn't have a good reputation. And like I said, a lot of people liked the Carters, but they had a lot of property and had a lot of power down there in that part of the state. And he could be, he was always nice to me. But, sometimes he wouldn't let us have peanut fields. When they harvest those peanut fields, I think, get them out. I mean, that was a good, some best dove hunting around. Sometimes he didn't want you hunting on his property. That kind of made me a little irritated, but... We used to stop in Billy's beer joint down there after we shoot dove. Sometime back in the day, you could drink a beer or two, not have to worry about going to jail. But we'd go in there and have a pool table in there and used to have barbecue and stuff after we'd shoot in the evening. And he was a real character, but he was a lot nicer than his brother was.
I was afraid to say that while ago because I didn't want to be wrong, but it was Amy Carter. And the Billy Deer, I remember that, and he was a character. I've seen different stuff on him, and he was a whole lot different, I thought, than Jimmy. But, of course, back then, I didn't know much about or wasn't all that about, the political stuff and all that. I voted the other day the first time in my life, and I just don't think it. I don't think it helped a whole lot, but I framed that little old sticker. Jerry, I put it in like a 2x3 frame over here that says I voted over.
Keith, what we're going to do with Stacy anyway, that's our character, isn't he?
Roger, I told him it took him long enough, but at least he's doing it now. And I just looked up on RadioShack.com, and they do still have scanners, but it looks like all of them are sold out, so I don't know if you'd ever get any more of them. But, they had a RadioShack Pro 651 that's supposed to be digital. Does VHF low and high and on up into 800 and even past 1 gigahertz. I'm not sure what's on that, but... It was there, but like I said, it says it's sold out, so I don't know if they'll ever come back. But they are still around online, but I don't know how well they do, especially in the, Radio Shack part of it. It used to be, back before back then I was just in the CB, not any ham radio, but I would sure walk through there and drool at all the radios and scanners they had over.
A lot of stuff that went in the mall closed. They moved it over here next to Starbucks. It's shut down now too, I guess, Stacy. But Dagum Indy talkie, that 202, they sold a bunch of those, and I know people that are still using those things.
That's amazing to know that people still got them to use them. It was a good radio. I bought a lot of stuff when I first started doing this. Before I got to the scanning, police scanning radios, they had one that was, you had to tune it, and it was called a Pro something. I remember buying it, and you just go down the dial, listen to the radio, or get on down to you get shortwave and all that kind of stuff. But and I hate it about Radio Shack. I always did like them. That's where the first remote to me, remote control cars and all that kind of stuff. Let me let it drop a minute. I went to Best Buy yesterday, and man, they got all the DJI drones set up on stands up there. It's not like they had them in the cases no more. You pick them up. Of course, they got that wire on them where you can't run off with them, but kind of amazing to me what they done.
Roger, I hadn't walked in that place in I don't know how long. I do miss having Radio Shack around it. And I tell you, in the later years, I didn't use them near as much, but used to with doing hobbyist electronics. You'd come in and, you know, want a certain chip or a transistor, and the guy behind the counter would be, hey, what you working on, you know, and you'd have a conversation about whatever project you were doing. And in the latter years, it wasn't so much like that. They were just basically salespeople. They weren't hobbyists anymore, so I had gotten to where I didn't frequent them a lot like I used to. You know, and then, of course, the online stuff came along, and I think that's really what killed them all together over.
I miss them too, but like you say, the last time when I went to Williamson, when that Radio Shack, and it wasn't named Radio Shack, it had a different name, but that's what it was. And they was the woman running it, and as far as that goes, you asked her something about coax or anything, and she said, well, whatever we got, it's over yonder, blah, blah, blah. Me and Debbie went over there 3 or 4 times. Then I go back one day, and they just up and gone. So that was kind of disheartening, but, yeah, everybody just, they don't know what we want to know or what we know about us.
One thing, you know, you guys is, we have one Rock Hill with a good one, and the guys that ran, the 2 guys that ran down, they were both hams and knew the stuff. If you needed something, go back and pick it up. They stocked what we needed. They didn't stock a bunch of junk, and they really had the first batch of TRS-80s over there, too, that we'd seen, and, you know, a lot of hams got interested in it. They were expensive as a dickens, I think, though. A lot of guys got into him. One of my neighbors over there was an advanced class, and he got involved in that and started doing packet and did that bulletin board stuff, and he's really the one that got me interested in computers.
So we, you know, it's hard to figure out now. If I don't order something, you know, offline, you got to go to HRO, closest place. That's about 1 hour, 10, 15, 20 minutes from here, so where that traffic is. But I like HRO. Of course, not everybody owns.
Yeah, Jerry, that was a dig at me. I went down to buy my 7300 and had a falling out with them over like a 18-inch end connector cable, patch cable that I'd bought from them. That the first time I went to screw it onto the back of the radio, it basically fell apart. And yeah, they wouldn't do anything with it, and I was about to blow it off, and a guy come down from the other end of the counter, wasn't even involved in the conversation, and he looks at it, it's like, looks like this thing was screwed into a SO239 is the problem. And it's like, well, that's kind of hard to do since both the radio and the meter that I was plugging it into had end connectors. And I walked out, did not buy the 7300 that day, over.
You got the story with HR. I've been buying stuff with them probably for years and years. And about 3 years ago, the first 274 I had, I went down there and ordered it. And it came in on Saturday, and the case didn't look right on it. The battery would barely fit on the back of it, and it was sticking up. Chassis was sticking up about 1/4 inch, and I told the guy about it, and he said, well, you need to send it back. So I said, well, I'll decide, I'll do one better. I'll go down and drive down that Monday. And sure enough, I drove all the way to Atlanta that Monday morning. My wife rode with me and went in there. I said, oh, well, we'll fix that. And they went back in the back, and I don't know what they did to it, you know, but whenever they got it fixed, they brought it back, and I went out and put it back in the car and rode down the road about 10 miles and just stopped somewhere and put the battery on that thing. But that thing, it immediately, you know, just would not transmit at all. And I said, oh, something's gone wrong. So I took it back to them, and they told me that between, that's an hour time, between the time that I went and picked it up, had a problem and brought it back, was probably an hour and a half time. Oh, somebody's been in this radio. I said, yeah, your technician did. And so they were going to charge me to have it fixed, because it was needing considered a warranty repair. And the guy that was, he was the head of amateur radio sales in North America, in the United States. It used to be a guy that worked at ham radio out a few years. Phil Carton. Phil was working for Kenwood, and they'd be right there in Duluth. And I called Phil, and I said, you don't worry about it. You send it in, we won't charge you a dime for it. And I ain't gonna buy anything from him again, Keith, but I've been real hesitant if I did again.
Comment.
Good.
Hey, gentlemen, do you mind if I borrow the frequency just for a couple of minutes?
Not at all. Yeah, it's getting close to net time. I reckon we ought to shut it down, guys.
Tell me off. I just need to, set the courtesy tone on the repeater, and got a piece of traffic I need to, get out before the net, but please don't misunderstand. Can you eat? Can you eat? KO4NUE.
UE, KI4DOS. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Gary. Good evening, sir. I've got, wondering if you can relay something for me.
Great copy.
Figures 22315, routine, HX, Bravo 2, KO4NUE, 16, Campobello, South Carolina, mixed group, 2030 Lima, mixed group, 11 November, right? All stations on 146.610, right? Next as follows. ARL 60, Veterans Day. Your service is greatly appreciated. Best wishes to you all. KO4NUE, Chad, end of message.
I get a check of 15 on that.
Fine. ARL 60, Veterans Day, X-ray. Your service is greatly appreciated. Best wishes to you all. X-ray.
Veterans and Day, separated is two words.
Roger that.
Copy your 22315.
Next, appreciate it. Can you, would you mind sending that out tonight on the net, sir?
I'd be happy to, Chad.
All right, hello, 73, but I'll see you here in a few minutes. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
We'll do it when the net gets started here in a little bit. 73, tell my Santa we said hello. Jerry and Stacy and Keith, y'all go ahead and pick it up.
KI4DOS, M4OVQ. Keith, Jerry, good talking to you, and I'll check in just a little bit. Thanks a lot. N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Hey, go. You still got that 430 or did you sell it? Okay, I'll keep running it. Just wanted to double check.
Is he going to take it? He said probably the week after Thanksgiving, but I don't know.
All about that.
Goes or whatever, you know, just ever how it goes, though.
That sounds good to me. I just waited on the man on the mound, let him have his say. But thanks for the info. I just trying to keep my book straight, and that's getting kind of old on the listings. But I'll continue to run it. 73 Stacy, K04 N4OV KI4DOS.
Wiki.
Talk to you a little bit later on. N4DJC clear.
Yep, Jerry and Stacy, good talking to y'all, and a wave of the hand to Gary out there. Y'all have a good evening, and we'll catch you on that here in a few. KN4CHY, clear and listen.
DOS, KO4HKX.
Yeah, KO4HKX, KI4DOS. Hey, Patrick.
It's radio sounding. I'm on crossband repeat. I'm over here at Grandfather's house, so you can listen to the net with us tonight.
It's sounding real good there, Patrick. Can't tell any difference that you're not on the, you know, on the other radio. Crossband repeat's working great.
Sir, thank you for letting me know that, and I'm going to clear out. You and Miss Joy have a good evening. KO4HKX, 73.
Talk to you in a little bit, or at least I'll hear you. tell Pops we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. KI4DOS.
Getting a lot of static on the repeater. I'm sure hearing a lot on this end, KN4CHY.
Some, I don't know that I would consider it a lot, but yes, I'm getting some noise on it, KI4DOS.
Thanks a lot, KN4CHY clear.
Absolutely clear up here in Greer, it's N0TR. The other station's got a little bit of 60 cycle hum in there.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
KI4DOS.
Yes, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Gary.
The traffic going to, it's going to all the stations that are listening on the 146.610 repeater.
Con, send your traffic, sir.
22315 routine Hotel X-ray Bravo Dash 2 station of origin KO4NUE check of 16 Campobello South Carolina mixed figures 20.30L mixed figures 11 November going to all stations on the 146.610 frequency. Follows ARL
60, Veterans Day X-ray. Your service is greatly appreciated. Best wishes to you all. X-ray. Signed, Chad, KO4NUE, and no more.
Could you define ARL-60, please?
Chad, I didn't have my books up.
So ARL-60 is wishing you the best on Veterans Day. So for all of you who are veterans, that is a message from me to you to say thank you so much for your service. Greatly appreciated. And with that, Mr. Gary, do you have any more traffic, sir?
But I have one more, over.
My traffic, sir.
5-7, routine, Hotel X-ray Golf. KI-4DOS, check of 9, Easley, South Carolina. Mixed figures, 2004, local, mixed figures, 11 November, going to Chad Hightower, amateur call, KO4NUE, which is your station. Rafe text. Number figures 22315 delivered 2105 local November 11 X-ray. Signed, Gary, KI-4DOS.
Appreciate that. Check of words, I agree. Thank you, sir. Any more traffic from you or any other station, please call KO4NUE. Kurt, so we'll move on to any announcements. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? I have one, but we'll let any other station go first. Any announcements or bulletins, please call KO4NUE. We'll put a number on this, and we can get another piece of traffic tonight on the frequency. So my message to you, message number 3, is tonight being Veterans Day, we'd like to honor our veterans of all armed forces. If you are a veteran, please check in with your call, name, branch of service, and location. Also, if you have a funny, clean story from your time in service, I'd love for you to stick around for the rag chew portion and join me in some story swapping tonight. So with that, this night is for you, all veterans, and just want to recognize your service and thank you for the sacrifices that you and your families have made for this wonderful country that we live in. With that, we'll go ahead and start the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, unless you're a veteran, give your branch of service, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight, we'll start with the pre-check-ins, starting with, for JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. K4OIM, Walt in Inman. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function tonight. So with that, we'll move on to the EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, United States Army.
Mr. John on EchoLink tonight. KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit, United States Army. And John, this will defend. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Friday night being Uniform through Zulu, any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Welcome, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. You can end with us. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks to all the veterans listening for their service.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. I was in the USAF, and I'll be negative. And my my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
In UE, please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. I was a veteran, U.S. Army, paratrooper, 82nd Airborne Division. Airborne. Be all you can be.
UE. Net Anna and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. I'm at home in Easley, United States Navy Airedale. Flew and worked on the P3 Orion Subhunter. Also check in K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Huey. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Kieran Anderson, negative and negative, and thanks to all the veterans for their service to our country.
Kilo Juliet 4, Lima Kilo Echo. This is Chris, working emergency communications at a search and rescue exercise, coming to you from DuPont State Forest. No traffic. Thanks.
Station KJ4LKE, I believe it was. Can I have your name again, sir?
Chris.
Appreciate it. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. That's what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca. And KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick, United States Air Force. Aim high, fly, fight, win, sir. Also, he brings along his wife, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Also, Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH in Greenville County, 82nd Airborne. This will defend, sir. Thank you for your service. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS in Easley, United States Navy. And Gary, the Navy doesn't really have a motto, so we'll just say anchors away. How about that? Thank you for your service, sir. And Gary worked on P3 Orion's. I also have you down for some comments tonight, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we'd like to welcome her to the net as well, K3JOY. And also, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4DJC in Anderson, and Mr. Chris, KJ4LKE in DuPont State Forest. Chris, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, and I hope wish you good luck on your exercise tonight. All right, with that, we'll move to Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Pop Alpha Bake Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself and the net. Do be sure and tell my son that we say hello. Also, my wife and I would like to take a moment to wish all of the veterans on frequency a happy Veterans Day, and to also say from the both of us, from my wife, also say from the both of us that thank you for your service to our country. And also, Chad, I never was actively enlisted in the military. However, I am the only son of a Vietnam veteran. It was my dad, KA4PQA.
What was your dad's name, Stephen?
My dad's name was Clyde Odell Leiter, but he always went by Odell. So my dad's name was Odell Leiter, and again, he is a Army Vietnam veteran.
That, Mr. Stephen. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood, a Vietnam veteran, served in the U.S. Army. So you tell Mr. Odell, this will defend, sir. Thank you for your service. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. And I am here with my grandfather, Glenn Davis, with 28 years in the Navy. And I'd like to say thank you to all the veterans on frequency for your service and your sacrifice.
Recheck, Chad.
Stand by 1 second. Patrick, what's your location tonight, sir?
River.
Stand by. Go ahead, recheck.
Affirmative, Chad. This is Stephen again in Greenwood. I just wanted to make a note that my father is no longer living. He passed in 2003, so he is now deceased. But I just wanted to make it known, Chad, that my father was an Army Vietnam veteran. And also, if you will, be sure you tell Miss Anna hello for me.
Roger that. I did, Stephen. Sorry about your father's loss. I didn't know. All right. Let's go ahead and get back on schedule here. Echo Through Hotel. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. I will be negative and negative tonight, and you did a good job with the U.S. Navy. My dad served in the Navy in World War II.
I recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Little River tonight with his grandfather, Mr. Glenn Davis. 26 years, United States Navy. Glenn, thank you so much for your service, sir, and anchors away.
Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And, Harry, if you give me your father's name, we'll recognize him too, sir.
He was Ollie Burge Frick. And he hated that, so he went by OB. So you can recognize OB Frick.
We'll recognize OB Frick, United States Navy, World War II. And appreciate you bringing that, bringing your father for recognition tonight. Patients echo through hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
Recheck one more time if you don't mind for a further comment. Yeah, will you allow me to go ahead and recheck Chad KA4PQA?
All right, nothing heard. So we'll move on down the log. Any other stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE. Stephen, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Affirmative, Chad. I wanted to also make another mention that my wife's father, who is still living, her father, my wife's father, who is still living, is also a retired Navy veteran as well.
We'd like to. What's her father's name?
My wife's father's name is Herbert Clark.
Would I also like to recognize Stephen's wife's father, Herbert. Thank you for your service, sir. All right, so we've got one more Echo Link station. Let's get on down the log and get with it tonight. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. It's KO4ZY. This is Daniel. I'm mobile HT up in Mayo this evening. Normal QSO is Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all. Thank you to all our veterans that have served along with myself. And everyone have a good evening.
Welcome, KO4CYX. That's Mr. Daniel in Mayo tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
UE. KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX. We're here in Possum Kingdom down here in southern Greenville County. And I'm right proud of my nephew, Chris. He was in the Army and in Afghanistan for a few years. So, and got a lot of other veterans in the family. So definitely want to say happy Veterans Day to everyone. And back to net control.
UE, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, and send 73s for each one of you.
UE, Chad and Anna, thank you for calling the net. This is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, the name is Richard, United States Air Force. I live in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Aim high and fly high. Fly, flight, and win. I get tongue-tied this evening. Chad, I'd also like to recognize my father, who's deceased, Richard Sr., from Rock Hill. He was in the United States Air Force. I have a younger brother, John, who's retired from the United States Air Force. My brother, James, this is my youngest brother, is retired from the U.S. Army. And my nephew, Joshua, he was the United States Marine. Back to you, Chad, KA3JCA.
Welcome, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KF4NXY. That's Mr. David in Possum Kingdom. He brings along his wife, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie, also in Possum Kingdom. And David would also like to celebrate his nephew who served in Afghanistan. Also, KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, Simpsonville, United States Air Force. Aim high, fly, fight, win. Richard, thank you so much for your service, sir. And also would like to recognize his father. And Richard, John, and how about the rest of your family, Richard? United States Army and Air Force. So this will defend. And aim high, fly, fight, win for the rest of your family, Richard. Thank you so much for your service, sir, and appreciate your service.